Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now, Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Yeah, you know we got a job to do. Something in you and you and you. Every man, woman, boy and girl got the job to remake the world. So get up, you mighty people, and play your role. You mighty people, and play your role. Assalamu alaikum, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and welcome to Monday morning programming right here on American Muslim 360. This is the beginning of the week, and there's a lot to talk about, especially as far as old life is concerned. Well, I don't know who won the Super Bowl yet, and I hope nobody tells me, because I definitely want to watch the Super Bowl. Number two, I think that we want to say something about the Grammys, all right? Because while the Oscars was going on, well, while the Grammys was going on, the football game was playing. So I really didn't even get a chance to. I didn't get a chance to watch the football game. So. One of the things that I wanted to do was to tell you that Nicki Minaj skipped the 2024 Oscars. Nicki Minaj, tonight might have been the biggest night in music, but the queen of rap, Nicki Minaj, has decided not to grace the 66th annual Grammy Awards with her presence, despite receiving two nominations. fans were looking forward to seeing Minaj on the red carpet in the ceremony, but unfortunately they may have to wait until 25 when her latest album, Pink Friday, will drop on December 8th. Now, she received two nominations for Barbie World, you know, the movie about Barbie, featuring Ice Spice from Barbie, soundtrack, best song written for visual media and rap song. In particular, she lost in both categories. The recording industry, however, made a brief mix-up before the broadcast, incorrectly tweeting that Barbie World had won for best rap song instead of the actual winners. So Killer Mike, if you don't know who Killer Mike is, Killer Mike won 3 Grammys for his participation, and he's 48 years old, and he won 3 Grammys. And Killer Mike won 3 rap Grammys on Sunday and told the audience, "You cannot tell me you'll get too old. You cannot tell me it's too late." Mike won Best Rap Album for Michael, while his song Scientists and Engineers won Best Rap Performance and Best Rap Song. On Twitter, the Recording Academy accidentally announced that Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice Barbie World won Rap Song, though it went to Michael's track, which was done by Killer Mike. And then, so another thing he said, "For all the people out there that think you get too old to rap, bull squat. I don't care if you're 78 rapping about how many gals you got in the nursing home. Make sure we keep hip-hop alive," he said during the Grammys pre-show held at the Peacock Theater. It's been more than 20 years since he got his first album. And then it says that Killer Mike, after receiving 3 Grammys, Killer Mike was arrested for an altercation at the Grammys. Rapper Killer Mike was arrested for misdemeanor battery Sunday afternoon at the Grammy Awards. The singer's real name, Michael Render, was taken to the LAPD Central Division for processing after allegedly getting into a physical altercation at the arena. Police said Sunday night the 48-year-old was going to be released. In a video posted by The Hollywood Reporter, Killer Mike was escorted in handcuffs by police at the Grammys premiere ceremony on Sunday, where he had won 3 awards. Render accused of getting physical with a security officer, knocking the guard down when they did not move quickly enough out of Render's way. Oh, and it was something else that happened at the Grammys that was pretty significant. Jay-Z received an award at the Grammys. The Grammys 2024 turned out to be an eventful night featuring the epic Jay-Z speech about Beyonce, Taylor Swift's win, and many other highlights. But fans who didn't get to tune in or miss out on Jay-Z's speech wish to know what he said about Beyonce. So here's all the necessary information. In his acceptance speech at the Grammys, Jay-Z criticized the awards for all the snubs, including the fact that his wife had never won Album of the Year. The 50-year-old rapper accepted the Dr. Dre Global Impact Award at the Grammys. However, during his speech, he questioned the process behind the voting at the awards. He pointed out the inconsistencies that had occurred when it comes to awarding artists of color, using the example of his wife's. Here's what he said. "We want y'all to get it right, at least getting close to right, and obviously it's subjective. Y'all don't got to clap at everything. Obviously, it's subjective because you know it's music and it's opinion-based." The hip-hop artists continue to talk about Beyonce by saying, But you know some things? I don't want to embarrass this young lady, but she has more Grammys than everyone and number one album of the year. So even by your own metrics, that doesn't work. Think about that. The most Grammys, number one album of the year. That doesn't work. So that's Jay-Z's, what Jay-Z thought about the whole dog one thing. But this is what happens. Here it is. Isn't that something? You go to an award show. You go to somebody's house, and they give you an award, and then you complain about the award. I want to say to you that I used to work for an advertising agency, a black advertising agency, called the Mingo Group, run by Frank Mingo, one of the first advertising executives in the industry. And during this time that I worked there, the Grammys was going on, and everyone, especially, you know, the African-American artists, was pissed off because Luther Vandross didn't get a Grammy. That they went all around Luther Vandross and they gave they never even mentioned him. So what happened, some people came to the Mingo Group and they started the, now what was the name of that show? It was a black award show. As a matter of fact, they still show it now. The Black Award Show. Wow. Let me see what the name of that first Black Award Show was called. Founded by. Let me see. What was it? The, I forgot what the name of it was. Anyway, I'll get back to that. But that's what they did. They started an award show. And man, it's unbelievable that I can't remember that name. I should have written it down. This is what happens when you get older, brothers and sisters. Anyway, that was a good thing to do. Why? Because if somebody else doesn't reward you or give you an award and you think somebody should get an award, then what you do, you start your own award show. And that's what happened. Some African-American leaders got together and they started their own award show. I forgot the name of the doggone one. It's very popular. You know what the name of it is. You know, but, you know, my senior citizen is kicking in. So, but I just want you to know that this is what you do. If you don't like that, you know, somebody is not giving you an award, then, you know, okay, and you think they deserve the award, then you start a show and you give your own award. 706-627, assalamu alaikum, your microphone is open. You know the name of that award show?
No, I don't know that name of that award show, but I like what you said because it reminds us that if we're not satisfied with this world, we need to go start our own, like we've been told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, and many other examples that you're saying about the world and what we're talking about. They're like our people. We have to remember our people who are not in a position yet by Allah's permission to submit to the guidance that he's given them, you know, that if we follow them, they're going to have us into a bunch of diversity and things that's going to be supporting their weakness for wanting to be accepted
in
this world or live in this world.
What was interesting about it, Muhammad, what it looked like, is, you know, how are you going to go to somebody else's house and complain? You know, like,
exactly.
You know, like you got a right to, you know, well, this is, you know, they should have served potato salad. How are you going to do it?
Yep. You can't.
This
you
is,
can't be, not
this
not
is,
be respectful.
You're right.
Not if you respect
Jay-Z, Jay-Z wins an award and then complains that his wife didn't get an award. It's ridiculous.
And got us. And got us sitting out there on TV. I'm talking about, even though we know right from wrong, agreeing with his logic to a certain degree.
Yeah.
And accept it.
Yes.
You know, and become so weak in their problem. That's why I tell us, leave these people from stay out of their affairs. Don't try to modify their life. Establish yours. So they can see why they should want to find out about their creator, why they should find out if there's a God. If they would try to find out with the prophets and messengers of God who they have been blessed to learn about in their history and their parents and their grandparents, all the way back to our slave history. And ask yourself, why? Why am I doing this when we've been having the choice to be free? Be free to not only worship what we believe, but to build homes, hospitals, schools, and everything else. If we just come together and spend feasibility law or spend do for self, whatever language you want to use. I like what you're talking about today, that is, because this is a wake-up, but we get a wake-up call 24-7. A lot
bruh,
of times I have
don't,
it all
I don't
I'm
know.
Not going to let y'all sleep.
I don't know.
I'm not going to let y'all
bruh,
sleep.
I don't know. I don't know, Muhammad. I don't know, man.
Yes.
One girl,
what,
who I know, young lady I know.
Remember,
this
Muhammad
is what
told
a young lady said. She said, yeah. Listen to what I'm saying. She said, one lady, young lady I know, she wrote and posted. This is what she posted. Think about what Jay-Z said last night on stage at the Grammys. Everyone is praising him for speaking his mind. Meanwhile, Nicki Minaj speaks out, and all of a sudden, she's on coke, a bitter old lady, and selling out. Just think about it. It's Nicki. We believe you. Heck with the Grammys. For your information, they did Burna Boy and David Dirty, too. I'm just saying. Because these people didn't get an award, people are complaining. Start your own award show. That's it. Hold on, Muhammad. Hold on. 972-467. Ishmael, your microphone is open.
Yes, sir. Slam on that cup. It's not the NAACP Image Awards, is it? That's not the show, is it?
NAACP. And it's another one. It's another one. It's dang, man, I can't think of it. Anyway, but there you go. NAACP Awards, but that's one which was, it didn't have, that had to do with the whole of Black life, but it didn't say specifically about music. No, so it wasn't that one. But thanks, Ishmael, I appreciate that. Yeah, so Muhammad, you know, that was one of the things that the young lady, she complained about it. So what I told her, I said, how do you think? Oh, the name of it was the Soul Train Music Award Show. The Soul Train Music Award Show. That's what it was. When they started not recognizing the singers, they made the Soul Train Music Award Show. That's how it got started. I was there when they started that up, and it was all because they did not recognize Luther Vandross, and they didn't give him even a recognition. So it was, I said, how do you think the Soul Train Award Show got started? It was because they weren't recognizing Black artists. It's their show. They can recognize who they want. If you don't like it, start your own show. The young lady wrote back to me, the corporate giants are a mess, and if you're not down with the Illuminati or kissing, but you won't get the allocates, it's politics. Nicki Minaj is a solidified legend. She needs no validation, but it's unfortunate how they do her. Trust, if you don't get your own show, I definitely will do a podcast. Anyway, I'm saying that everybody has an opinion about who they want to be recognized, and but they won't start their own show. That's one of the problems that we have, Muhammad. That's one of the big problems that we have, is what you're talking about. Do for self. You don't like it? Stop complaining. You know, the civil rights is over. Go ahead and do your own. Get your own thing.
Yep, but But remember now, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that Allah has given us, as a favor to all of humanity, a way of life that's better than any life we ever seen and any life we're going to see. There's nothing better than what we have been invited to be a part of other than the Jannah. And so we have to make sure that we don't let anyone make us think and fall in love with this world here, because that's the scheme of the Shaitan, is to keep us in this world. In this world. Yes. He don't want us to go to, he done it to the Jews. Look how the Jews are suffering because they wrestled with the guidance that Allah sent them by the angel. Because when that thing in the Bible about wrestling with the angel, what they would say, the Jews use that terminology, not to the Hebrews or whatever their language was, they wrestled with the guidance that Allah sent them and rejected it.
Yes.
And they tried to make us do the same thing by making a annoying choice to stay in this dunya when Allah done told us to get out of it and establish your own.
There's another part that happened. The artist known as Mos Def, he changed his name to Yasin Bey. He made a complaint about an artist named Drake, and he said that Drake was not hip-hop. Oh, everybody came down on him. But the most disrespectful thing, the most disrespectful point that they made about Yasin Bey, that they refused to call him Yasin Bey, and they continued to call him Mos Def. You know, Mos Def, you know, now the man that changed his name, he became a Muslim, but you don't understand, you know, you know, his what he's saying as far as those things are concerned. There's a lot that's actually going on. Other things also as far as the media is concerned, but this here is something that this is National 53 Media.
In a gigabyte world, we are all wired hard drive without any software. No eye care, just YouTube. There is only room to uvu. Ugu over myself today, please like me. Selfie, self-worth questionable. I see my value only when you appraise me. So praise me, raise me, worship my image. Google Plus, email blast, blasphemy. Be in my circle, be in my circle. Make me feel whole, holy. Insta, scrolling more valuable than scroll. Replacing scripture, get the picture. If not, let me upload along with virtual confidence. Consequence, no values or common sense. In a popularity contest, a rat race. No one sees the rat, just the cheese. So we pet the dog, forget the fleas. Why a holy man can say, you'll never see me in the strip club. Cause we don't love them hoes. We just like their twerk videos. Real life versus screen life. Behind the scenes, hypocrisy, atrocity. It's hip to hop on anything that's hot. It's all about looking good while you're doing it. It's not a requirement to actually be doing it. Just gotta be next to it, in front of it, adjacent to the work. Never chasing the work, so y'all gon' get this work. Hashtag, buy into my image, price tag. I am not social butterfly, I am social media. Wikipedia inaccurate, birth of internet immaculate. It's like you actually believe it's never been touched. Never been touched, extra virgin, you're virgin, out of touch with reality. What you see is not always what you get. Take the filter off the picture, control, alt, delete, reset. Autocorrect can't fix this social awkward state we're in. We do it just to be seen. We see it now just cause we don't do. The voyeurs and the exhibitionists trying to see whom impress who. Narcissism.com.net, dot caught up in our own vanity. Click, click, scroll, like, retweet, just to keep up with our own sanity. How is it that we don't know our neighbor's name, but can fall in love with a screen? We don't imagine anymore cause we just download a dream. Plugged in, unable to detach from the hard drive that they're feeding ya. Too commercial to even care. The new slaves of social media.
Yes. Mark Zuckerberg apologized Wednesday to parents in the audience of a Senate online child safety hearing, who said Instagram contributed this to their children's suicide or exploitation. I'm sorry for everything you've all gone through, Mark said, in quotes. I'm sorry for everything you've all gone through, Zuckerberg said, after Senator Josh Hawley pressed him about whether he would apologize to the parents directly.
The companies before us, I know you don't mean it to be so, but you have blood on your hands. You have a product.
Who did you fire?
I said you mischaracterized.
37% of teenage girls between 13 and 15 were exposed to unwanted nudity in a week on Instagram. You knew about it. Who did you fire?
Senator, this is why we're building all
these tools. Who did you fire?
Senator, I don't think that that's...
Who did you fire?
I'm not going to answer that. Because
you didn't fire anybody, right? You didn't take any significant action.
I think it's appropriate to talk about... It's not appropriate. Decisions
Do you know who's sitting behind you? You've got families from across the nation whose children are either severely harmed or gone, and you don't think it's appropriate to talk about steps that you took? The fact that you didn't fire a single person? Let me ask you this. Have you compensated any of the victims?
Sorry?
Have you compensated any of the victims?
These girls,
have you compensated them?
I don't believe so.
Why not? Don't you think they deserve some compensation for what your platform has done? Help with counseling services, help with dealing with the issues that your service has caused?
Our job is to make sure that we build tools to keep people safe.
Are you going to compensate them?
Senator, our job and what we take seriously is making sure that we build industry-leading tools, find harmful
to make money,
take it off the services,
to make money,
and to build tools that empower parents.
So you didn't take any action. You didn't take any action. You didn't fire anybody. You haven't compensated a single victim. Let me ask you this. There's families of victims here today. Have you apologized to the victims? Would you like to do so now?
Well,
they're here. You're on national television. Would you like now to apologize to the victims who have been harmed by your product? Show them the pictures. Would you like to apologize for what you've done to these good people?
I'm sorry for the things that your families have suffered. And this is why we invest so much in our own community, doing industry-leading efforts to make sure that no one has to go through the types of things that your families have had to suffer.
You know... So, there is no regulation of social media sites. The global regulation of new media technologies is to ensure that the cultural diversity in media content and provide a free speech space of public access in various opinions and ideas without censorship.
Why, Mr. Zuckerberg, why should your company not be sued for this? Why is it that you can claim, you hide behind a liability shield, you can't be held accountable? Shouldn't you be held accountable personally? Will you take personal responsibility?
Senator, I think I've already answered this. I mean,
Try it again. Will you take personal responsibility?
Senator, I view my job and the job of our company as building the best tools that we can to keep our community safe.
Well, you're failing at that.
Well, Senator, we're doing an industry-leading effort. We build AI tools
nonsense.
That...
Oh, nonsense. Your product is killing people. Will you personally commit to compensating the victims? You're a billionaire. Will you commit to compensating the victims? Will you set up a compensation fund?
Senator,
with your money.
I think these are
with your money.
Senator, these are complicated
Yes,
issues.
That's not a complicated question, though. That's
Senator,
a yes or no. Will you set up a victims' compensation fund with your money, the money you made on these families sitting behind you? Yes or no?
Senator, I don't think that that's my job is to
Sounds
make
like
sure
a
we
no.
good tools. My
Sounds
job
like a
is
no.
to make sure that
your job is to be responsible for what your company has done. You've made billions of dollars on the people sitting behind them. Are you here? You've done nothing to help them. You've done nothing to compensate them. You've done nothing to put it right. You could do so here today, and you should.
Yes, that was Senator Josh Hawley.
what the technology winded up doing, especially I'm talking about the technology winded up separating the generations. That's what they did. Why is this important? Just as important as Muslims understand the way that the technology works and the way that the technology advanced from what was going on in the pioneer generation to what's going on in the social media generation. We call it the social media generation because the advancements that happened in the social media generation winded up attracting the children. So the question is should social media be responsible for what our children watch? Should social media be responsible for that? How much responsibility should the parent have as far as social media is concerned? Because right now what's happening is they are bringing the social media companies before Congress and telling social media companies that they are responsible. So Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook, which is called Meta, has 170 million followers. So should Mark Zuckerberg be responsible for what children are watching on his platform, Brother Muhammad?
Now, I'm glad you said it. No, as we know that Allah said, remember him and all that we do, and that is a mercy from Allah because he tells us to say that are the Muslims going to be accountable of not establishing the model way and opportunity for people to see with their own eyes, to question and develop the differences of what is holding them from being a servant of their creator, a modest, moral person, etc. Are the Muslims going to come out in this world, 2 billion of us, and take responsibility for what's happening in the world when we are the Khalifa? We have to ask our answer because this is a warning from Allah. Allah is telling us, then I've already told y'all that on the day of judgment, then I'm going to ask you, what did you do with your time? What did you do with my service? You didn't have something to do that could have helped the world? We have to remember we're going to be held accountable for the same thing like these, and what the citizen is doing and what we just listened to is Allah's way of being merciful to us again. He's given a chance to choose and hear and obey what he say do. Because we're going to be held accountable for it. And we're going to be in the same way like that guy talking. You know, Allah said, then you have money? Don't you have knowledge? Don't you have scholars? And y'all not doing nothing in the world except trying to join them in their misery? Join them in their immoral way of life? And then pretend like you're not messing with haram? When all you're supposed to have is halal, we had to remember Allah is talking. These are one of the signs that we are willingly, or our leadership is keeping us blind in consciousness of what's happening to us. We trying to act like Shaitan don't exist. We trying to act
right.
Like Allah hasn't given the human family away. That is the best answer. To always give a Quranic answer or a Hadith answer to the best of our ability to anything that we see the world is going to ask us, because they're going to question us. Remember they were doing that, 4 or 5 years? A United States government was saying, where are you Muslims at? Why come y'all not trying to help us mediate this problem in Palestine? Why come y'all not trying to help us to stop all this stuff in the Gaza? Why, where are you Muslim leadership at?
Well, what we're talking about is the Muslim influence in your own families, especially as far as the children and the grandchildren are concerned, because there are many Muslims that utilize technology and allow their children to utilize technology and give their children free access to Instagram, to Facebook, to TikTok, to all of these platforms, and the question becomes how much responsibility should the Muslim parent have with that? That's the question. Because right now, This is something that we've been talking about. We've been talking about the way that it's going to affect the children, and now the question of it being effective to children is in front of the Senate right now.
Yeah, and look what the example. Look at my daughter. I got a daughter who was raised very, very clear of what's going on. But my daughter wind up marrying a brother from Nigeria who's already had a wife, knowing that Allah, and my daughter understands that Allah said, one of you but knew. I can't imagine why another woman would let herself be married to a man who another woman who fell in love with first, that had kids from him, etc. Why you would do that? And my daughter is a teacher. But you know what happened? The brother married her, and for the last year and a half that they've been married, he's been home approximately about 20 days out of a year. Oh, I'm going to Nigeria. I got to go over here. My other wife lives in Canada. I'm blah, blah, blah. To the point where my daughter has woken up, I thank Allah is blessing her to come to her senses. You know,
but what about the children? What about the children? What about the children? That's what we're talking about. No, I'm
talking
about social media. Social media. What, she was married on social media?
There you go. That's how she met him. That's how she met. And I was glad you said that because I was coming back around to that. And don't you know, here's how we are using the technology. Our men, our Muslim brothers, our Muslim women are looking for non-proving human beings who just saying I'm Muslim, having a dialogue with him, let yourself get emotionally engaged in the Al-Islam or the good manners thing that he put to them over media. Should we hold the media responsible for that? Especially not the Muslims.
We have to.
We know better.
We have to find ways as far as a community to address this.
Yeah.
We have to do it because right now it's being addressed in the Senate because people who are not Muslims are getting influenced by social media to the point that the United States Senate had to call Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, had to gather all of them together and bring them before the Senate and ask them what kind of regulations are you putting on yourself because it's starting to affect our children. I'm going to go ahead and we have to take a minute just to click a we're not going to be able to play it, but I think what I'll be able to do is to tell you that there's some shows that's coming on a little later on today. The show that's coming on at 1 p.m. would be Muslim American Power 5. That comes on at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then Optimal Health and Maya Cooley Howe will be on at 5 o'clock. So there are other shows that will be coming on right here on American Muslim 360. So, you know, make sure that you tune in to those other shows also. But these are some of the things that are going on as far as the upload life is concerned. We've been talking about how is it going to affect the children. And this is, I'm bringing this up, brothers and sisters, because it's in front of the Senate right now. And because it's in front of the Senate, the Senate is trying to make the social media companies responsible because they're basically saying that they should be regulated. But right now they are not under regulations. But that's what the Senate and the Congress want to do. They want to be able to regulate them. So that because what's with that? Well, there's money involved in that, of course. Social media has become an integral part of our daily lives. It allows us to connect with friends and family, share our thoughts and experiences, and stay informed about current events. However, as social media has grown in popularity, concerns about its impact on society has also increased. Some people argue that social media should be regulated to prevent harm, while others believe that regulation would limit free speech and innovation. Firstly, social media platforms are already subject to laws and regulations. For example, social media platforms must comply with laws related to privacy, intellectual property, and defamation. They must also adhere to guidelines set by regulatory. Secondly, regulating social media would be a complex and difficult task. Social media platforms are global entities. Global entities. That's right. TikTok is China-based. And next week, I'll let you hear something about the way that the Senate is the way that they actually came off on China as being the propaganda. They were like, you know, you're giving propaganda to our people. Social media platforms are global entities with millions of users and billions of posts. It would be nearly impossible to regulate all the content posted on these platforms. And I say that because I got caught out there recently on the social media platform Facebook. And what they had was they had these brass knuckles that was on social media, and they were supposed to give off an electric charge, and I went and bought them. And what I got was just a pair of black brass knuckles. That's all I got. It didn't give off an electric charge. But they also have rings that they're putting on social media that, you know, the way that it's false advertisement, because they're saying that if you put on this ring and you touch somebody, it'll give them an electric charge. False advertisement. They also have, there's a light that you can touch somebody with, and if you touch them with this light, you know, like it'll give them an electro, it's like a stun gun. All of it is false advertisement. But these platforms, that's what they allow. They allow people to put false advertisements on Facebook and these other platforms, and then we wind up getting duped by it. I know I got duped. Now, what was interesting about it is that I was looking for some part-time work recently, and I was offered a job. Somebody called me and said, hey, you know, you're looking for us to make some extra money? Well, this is what we'll do. We'll send you product, you take a look at it, and then you repackage the product and send it out, and then we'll give you $1,000, you know, $1,000 a week for doing that. But you have to buy the packaging, and you have to make the initial investment before you know, you get paid. So this is what they're doing. They hire people, so they do the false advertising, say the brass knuckles. So I bought the brass knuckles. They sent it to a person locally in my area. That person repackaged it with their name on it, their name and address. So if I return this false advertised product, it doesn't go back to the company that actually sent it. It goes back to this person who repackaged it.
Yeah.
And they have a whole lot of these companies that are basically on Facebook that's under a whole lot of different names. And so somebody asked me, they said, yes, your brother, you know, what do you need brass knuckles for? And then, you know, laughed about it. And you know what I told them? I said, because, you know, like I would follow the Sunnah, but they won't allow me to carry a sword. That's what I told I can't carry a sword, so I was gonna go with the electronic bat, the stun brass knuckles, you know. I was like, what's wrong with you? You know, tie your camel. You know, have your security that you have to have. A stun gun, a pepper spray. Especially you become a senior citizen, you know, what are you going to walk around with? You have to protect yourself. You out there, you know, with young people, these crazy young people, and you get into a, you know, God forbid, you get into an altercation, what are you going to do? So that's what I was looking at. That was the reason why I was looking at it, you know.
May I?
That's where we at with it. That's where we at with it.
May I?
Yes, sir.
May I? There's always an answer, because like I said, we always turn to the Quran. See, we should
every Juma, things that are going on in our immediate community and in the world. The second part of the khutbah is for that. We need to make that a reality, that every imam, every khatib, wherever he might be at, that on the second part of the khutbah, that we establish what Allah has already told us to do. The second part is to address problems in our local community, the community, et cetera, and all the way up to the world. Because like you said, what you just shared with us right then, that's an old scam. I mean, old scam. Way old scam. But see, our parents are following the instructions of how to address the community in Juma, Tallinn. It's not being established because we're too busy talking about other people's way of solving problems instead of ways that Allah say do. And I think if we really do that and don't brush this aside, it's just another block to conversation, because that's what we got to do. We got to talk about this technology. We got to tell our children, tell our husbands, tell our wives, tell our senior citizens in the masjid that you got to remind yourself and your family the pitfalls of engaging in this world and using things that Allah sent to the believers to enhance their worship, and have been told that Shaitan was duplicated. Imam Muhammad made it clear. Every revelation that comes down, Allah gives Shaitan permission to hear it, to see it, etc., whatever you want to call it, and duplicate it. And see, we'll make the same choice he offered Adam. It's repeated over and over. His scheme don't change. Any truth that we see, he gives you an alternative of a weaker way of doing it that'll benefit you personally, but might hurt millions. And you don't owe them nothing with your arrogant idea when you do it. So if we go back and you are understand, I'll go back to basics. Make Juma what it's supposed to be instead of a bunch of talking about what's going on in the world. You know, we glorify Allah in the first khutbah, we talk on neighborly needs to protect ourselves against the schemes of the shaitan.
Well, I'll tell you, Muhammad,
but
you know, that's the reason why we have that's the reason why we have this American Muslim 360 IWDN radio, A New Day Community Radio, because, you know, if you don't get it at the khutbah, maybe we can find out some of the things that's actually going on. We might be able to share it here on these social media platforms, Blog Talk Radio. 636-980, assalamu alaikum. Your microphone is open.
Yes, wa alaikum assalam. This is Kareem Hamid calling in from St. Louis, Missouri. Allah tells us to seek refuge with him from the harm of created things. And I was questioned once. This several sisters asked me, what does that mean, the harm of created things? Allah says, in everything created, there is a good and a harm. In everything that is created, there is a good and a harm. Things are created for a certain purpose, And to identify the best purpose for that thing and utilize it in the proper way. Social media has a great benefit, but there's also a great harm. And you spoke to the nucleus of the problem concerning our children. When will parents begin to be parents once more to monitor what is entering into the thought processes of our children? We cannot substitute parents with a congressman in Congress somewhere, or even Mark Zuckerberg or anyone. We have to be parents and be aware of what our children are being influenced by. So we seek refuge with Allah from the mischief, from the harm of created things. So I'll just stop right there. That is cordless.
Thank you, brother.
And we just have to start being friends. As-salamu alaykum, my brother.
Yes. Wa alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah, yes. And it's true. That's the whole purpose why I brought this up, because we have – it's our responsibility. I was talking to my granddaughter who goes to a public school, and I asked her, does she wear a hijab? She said, yeah, she wears a hijab. And so I asked those, well, do you go into the lunchroom? She said, I don't go into the lunchroom. So, well, why not? I said, because there's just too much going on in there. I said, what about the gender thing? Do you run into, you know, students that are into, you know, guys who acting like girls and girls like it? Like, she said, yeah, they are in my class, you know, but, you know, they haven't messed around with me, but I don't go into the lunchroom. I just go into the office and wait till after lunch is over. I said, well, what do you do for eating? She said, well, I eat when I get home. She said, I just wait until I get home before I eat. I said, has anybody ever, you know, messed with you about your staff or bullying, things like that? She said, well, that's one thing. The school does not tolerate that. They don't tolerate the bullying kind of thing. One time a guy had ran into me, and I reported him, and we couldn't find him. But she said that the principal said that it was probably something that was done by mistake. He probably didn't, you know, he would probably done it to somebody else. But she, but that's what she has to deal with as far as school is concerned. I haven't talked to my other grandchildren. I don't know how they're dealing with it. But I know that I do have some grandchildren that are 4, 5, 6 years old, and that their mother gives them iPads and phones, and you know, here take the iPad, and you know, look at something on the iPad. Here, let me turn on the TV. This is what we have to deal with, and this is something that we want to be very conscious of, brothers and sisters, as far as our children and our grandchildren. Yeah, we're not going to do it. We as the pioneer generation, no, we don't get into it like that, but our children and grandchildren are going to be attracted more and more and more toward that. And the big question is always this. 5 times a day, make the world stop and bring to the bottom what's on top. Does their children stop to make the prayer, or do they continue to participate in the world? What kind of example are we giving as pioneers, those who are as mothers and fathers to our children? Are we being the example for our children and showing our children that it's time for prayer? I have a granddaughter who we could be conversating everything, and then she'll say, oh, you know what, it's time for prayer. Did you make prayer yet? And I'm like, alhamdulillah, that, you know, like my granddaughter is like that, that Allah is basically blessing her as far as that's concerned. So these are things that we have to look out for. Social media is big. They have this artificial intelligence that's actually going on also. We had a show Saturday, you know, the show that we do, American Muslim 360 and the New Day Community Radio, where we come together and we present cultural insights. And we did a show that was talking about social media, artificial intelligence. And Mr. Cavell, he read a piece that he put in a question for artificial intelligence, and artificial intelligence gave him a whole speech that he gave on the phone, that he gave on the show. And I asked him, I said, well, did you use artificial intelligence to find that out? He said, yes, I did. So artificial intelligence and this new world of social media that we live in works to make us dependent upon them. It's looking to make us dependent. They say that it's to make us comfortable, but it's more than that. is more than just making us comfortable. It's making us dependent. Y'all, you don't have to cook. We'll cook for you. You'll just pick up the phone and order your food out. Don't worry about it. You don't have to make no coffee. Just go down to your local coffee shop. And, they got a whole bunch of them, like, all across the nation. Dunkin' Donuts, Starbucks. Don't worry about it. Just go ahead and, they make good coffee. Go ahead and spend the $5. You don't have to make your coffee anymore. And then suppose your children is out. What are they going to do? I'm hungry. I like the way Chicken McNuggets taste. Really? Yeah, I like the way Chicken McNuggets taste. I want a pizza. So we get our children and our grandchildren used to not fixing food at home. And so while they're out running about, next thing you know, I'm hungry. Let me go ahead, man, and stop in, to this fast food restaurant and get me something. And then they get home and it's like, yeah, I see what you cook, but I don't want that. I want a burger and some French fries and a Coca-Cola. And all of these things are not necessarily good for us that we wind up consuming. And believe me, I'm part of it too. There are times that I give in because there are many food items that I shouldn't have. But every once in a while, I get broken down, and I go ahead, man, and I make that trip across the street to the grocery store and get me some Häagen-Dazs ice cream. Sit there, eat the whole, and then the next day suffer for it. But it's the human condition. It's the human condition. It's what we do, But may Allah bless us, with the strength, the tenacity to solve these problems, not only that are for ourselves, but for our children, because Shaitan is out there as an influencer, to make us go wrong when Allah wants us to go right. So, brothers and sisters, what I'm going to do, I'm going to play a PSA to go out. Thank you so very much for being with me. Tomorrow morning, we're going to be the lives of the prophets. We're going to start on Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So we're going to start on, and this is the lives of the prophets by Ibn Kathir. And so this is the last prophet that we've gone through, like 26, 27 prophets thus far for the whole year. And so we're now on the last prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And we're going to start talking about that next tomorrow. So make sure that you tune in. It's going to be informative. And until next time, I give you greetings of Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And here is Courtship and Marriage.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM 360. Join your host, Munira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
Assalamu alaikum, this is Sabrita Hadi, Director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting The Female Solution. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.